Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, you didn't get that?
Get what?
Themnutspodcast.com.
Welcome to Them Nuts Podcast Show, hosted by comedians Darius Campbell, Ray Chung, and Matt Cole. Also, Bucky, the executive producer, and the producer, Luis Gomez. You can check us out on all your social media networks.
Bro, baby, good to be in the house, baby. How you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm not fucking tired.
I bet. I'm tired, too.
What's, long day?
I work today.
Oh, really?
Convention center.
Oh, wow. What you do?
I do data cabling, like hooking up computers in office buildings. Yeah, but I do it for electrical union, so I took electrical call in a Saturday, so $60 an hour.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that ain't bad at all.
Not at all.
There you go.
But it's funny, because there was a dude there that never works that goes, I got to leave after 4 hours to go watch the USC game.
And you're like, dude, why are you leaving money on the table?
You never heard of record, man?
DVR, bitch.
The DVR nowadays.
Who are you in the house with us tonight? Give everybody your name and all your...
I'm real rich, man. Mm-hmm. I'm comedian. I do Orange County, Long Beach, Compton, Hollywood, anywhere you book me, anywhere that says yes.
What social media sites can we find you on?
Man, I'm on Twitter, but I can't get back into my account for some reason.
I'm blocked. And,
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
A lot. Yeah, real rich.
Cool.
And what are you guys' names? This is...
Yeah. This is Ray right here.
Ray.
This is Ray, Ray. Right. Like we in prison, nigga. Yeah. Oh, this is Ray right here.
It's technically three co-hosts and a thousand other people sitting. We got Darius Campbell.
Darius Campbell.
Ray Chung. You know me. I'm Matt Cole.
Matt Cole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so I saw
our producer.
Yeah, Louis, our producer. Executive producer sitting over there with the camera and the phone. He's over there like he's important and shit.
This is Efron. He's wearing a t-shirt because fuck it.
For the camera, bro.
Nice. It's for the camera?
Effort's got his watch on.
Yeah, no, Effort thought pink made him slimmer.
That's a black man.
You got that right.
Bubble gum. I just want to chew on you. Yeah.
Matt, is that a stack of, like, sweat towels?
Yes, it is. That's exactly
okay.
What it is.
I just wanted to know my area.
No. Yeah, know where you want to go. Yeah,
turns out fat and hot is nice. Yeah,
definitely don't sneeze, because if you borrow one of them tissues, you got a lot of shit in your nose, dog. Woo, man!
That how
you
been though? Smell like ham.
So how's the radio show? I saw something about that. What happened?
I don't have a radio show anymore.
No, you were on
Real Rich Radio.
Yeah, I had that for 2.5 years. We had 40,000 listeners.
Okay,
I became famous in the Ukraine. Which doesn't mean anything.
For real?
Yeah. They write rap songs about me.
How do you get Ukrainian listeners?
It was an internet radio
show.
What kind of street creds do you need to get rap songs in the Ukraine made about you?
That ain't the question, man. You got to see these rappers.
Oh.
You know the movie Behind Enemy Lines?
Yes. Yeah.
You remember they're sitting in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
And the dude's all doing
the
Ice Cube?
With Ice Cube shirt.
That's what they rap like. They speak Ukrainian, unless they're gangster rapping. Hit them up on YouTube. They're called Nasty Players.
Really?
Yep.
And they're rapping about you.
They have one about me, yeah.
Damn, I like that, Pimpa. Shit, you famous. Let's go over
there. For
real. They ride bikes like Snoop Dogg.
When we get to that YouTube thing, we'll put it out with the podcast. I can't wait to see that, man.
All right. I don't know how to do that, but I got it in my computer.
Yeah. Have you ever talked to these Ukrainian rappers?
Yeah, we used to. Man, when they made the song about me, I fucking cried.
Yeah.
They never made no song about me. And I called them up, and I played all their music. I introduced them to MC Ren. Every rapper that I met, I was telling about them, everything
that's
I could do.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, that's some real crib shit.
They're famous now, but but there.
Yeah.
Not here, not here, but if you look on their YouTube, they fill entire, like, not arenas, but theaters.
So would you be famous if you walked, if you, like, stepped off a plane? And you
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think... I could achieve some fame if I could find those two guys.
Yeah. So you need to stand next to them with a Richie Rich shirt.
Right.
It'd be like the Triple X when he shows up in the town. And they're like, I know you. You're the guy. Yeah.
Maybe 4 years ago when the song was out. You know? But I feel like it's a crazy song because they don't know who I am and they're singing this song. And it's just like, I don't know if you guys know, the number one song in Africa right now is Ebola, Ebola. It's the number one song.
Ebola,
don't
Ebola?
Trust your friend. That's the number
really?
One song.
Don't touch or trust your friend.
That's all the words in the song. There's three dudes in the group.
Do they know what they're saying?
Yeah, they don't trust Ebola. They think it's a conspiracy in Liberia.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Ebola's conspiracy, but AIDS is just something you get.
AIDS is kept between friends.
Yeah, yes. Close friends. very close friends.
Wait, so what's your song about? Do you have any idea what they're saying?
It was a song about my radio show. And basically, they just talk about how if you send me music, I'll play it.
Yo, you want to get down in the States?
And it's really like just a bunch of like, he tells the most important facts. Yeah. I still cried. I don't care.
Yeah, that's cool.
No matter what.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's great, man.
So now what was on your radio station? What did you guys play? Mostly music or were you?
I only played music because, okay, look, I got into radio. I listened to Howard Stern all my life.
Yeah.
Just growing up, like, he was like my dude. And somebody pushed me into going into radio, so I did it. And we went to a fake station. You can see it in the OC Weekly.
Uh-huh.
It'll say, you want to learn how to be in radio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I went to that, and I treated it real. I gave them all the money. They taught me how to do radio on fucking cassette tapes. I started figuring out it was fake, but one day, my friend was like, hey, man, you still got that radio show? I'm like, yeah. He's all, well, Ren wanted to do it. I said, well, huh? MC Ren. And, like, that's like, you know, NWA. That's where I come from. And I was like, yes. And Ren came on, and I did this radio interview with MC Ren. And it was easy because I knew everything about him, you know?
Yeah.
And then we got, like, 50 to 60 listeners right then and there. They would call in, stuff like that.
Dang.
Then, so from that day on, I was like, I'm going to get a guest on every show. Fuck it. And this was in the MySpace days. So I would literally just go on MySpace and type to anyone I saw. Fucking Nikolai Volkov from wrestling. Fucking, we had Abdullah the Butcher on. We had, JJ Fad. You remember JJ Fad?
Yeah,
Supersonic?
JJ Fad,
we sang Supersonic.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Supersonic.
Just, some people have to know about you. When you said that's from your front, can you tell everybody where you've lived?
I grew up in two places. It's Compton and Henderson, Nevada. Mm-hmm. But what's crazy is I did 10 times more gangbanging in Henderson, Nevada than I ever did in Compton. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, I would think so. In Compton, did they even let you into the gangs?
Well, see, this out they would have, you know. It's not like the Mexican gangs where you can't be another race.
Oh, okay.
You know?
What if you're like, fuck it, if they let you into a gang in Compton? What do you think, like, your fucking gang, like, nickname would have been? Snowball would have been Snowflake.
Jimmy Jump.
No, it's just the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have anything to do with, like, the one white guy?
I pick my name. Everybody picks their own name.
Right, so it's not like,
I'll tell you a funny story, though.
Not like a basketball where they say you can't make up your own nickname. And somebody got to make it for you.
Sometimes it's made for you.
This is a black guy asking gang questions.
It's awesome. Question.
Ain't that about a bitch?
Hey, this happened on an episode of Benson before, too.
Oh, by the way, when they do it like in the Where is Carlton Now, he's sitting right here.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't dance like Carlton.
Wait, hold on. I'm the shadow of my Carlton right there. It's a pink sweater. But there it is.
I'm still wrapping this up.
Yeah, yeah,
I gotta,
me too, dog.
It's going to give me a minute.
Easter is coming soon. Isn't it like the bunny's fucking here? God.
Smile.
Yeah. No, but go ahead.
I must draw you.
Yeah.
What was you asking me?
Dude, after the drawing bit, I was laughing. Well, we were talking about you being from Compton, the gang thing, the nickname thing.
Okay.
You said you get to choose your own, dude. So
yeah, you choose your own. Well, I got the name Jimmy Jump. It's funny because we were real into wrestling as kids in the projects, okay? And as our same age group got older and our bigger brothers got older, okay, I remember what I want to tell you, too. They started making fun of us. We had federations. We had cardboard belts. We loved that shit. I mean, loved it. And then all of a sudden, we became Jumpin' Jimmy and Jumpin' JoJo, like Jumpin' Jim Brazel and shit, making fun of us. And then so we had to grow up real quick and like get rid of that shit. And my brother didn't get in the gang. He's black. He didn't get in the gang. He didn't have to because his brother's black. And his brother's name is Samuel McDaniel. Samuel McDaniel.
Wait,
hold on.
Hey, there's a story with this. Hold on.
Samuel McDaniel was a kid. They've called him Peanut. I love this man. I'll die for this motherfucker. But there it was one moment when everyone kind of picked their name. Okay? I wasn't at this meeting. I was a little young.
I'm going to let you know I wasn't there.
The way you know that they picked the names and everything is, okay, 1 week we were all, hey, Peanut. Hey, Reggie. Hey, na-na. Okay? The next week. Okay, because you have to understand, I'm probably older than most people in here. When the movie Colors came out,
yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody gangbanged.
Yes.
At least if you were from a colorful neighborhood, you gangbanged. It just erupted like that. Like, bam, boom. Now it's everywhere. Like, oh, we're Crips. Okay. Really, just like that. I walked to the 7-Eleven one day, and all the names of all the older homies was on the wall. And my brother's name is now not Peanut. It's OG Nut P. As if... as if the police in our town would be fooled by that after they've been chasing Peanut around for 10 years. Who's this new guy? Oh, we got a problem on our hands. They got food groups. Yeah. We do, too. We got milk. Rest in peace. We got milk.
It was OGP what?
Nut P.
Nut P.
Instead of Peanut. But it, well, the neighborhood I'm from.
It sounds like the neighborhood fucking granola bar, dude. It's...
we have food groups in my neighborhood. Okay, rest in peace. Milk was a black dude named Milk. That, his name was Miller.
Hold on. How do you get that name, nickname Milk? What are you doing?
Like, a black guy getting a milk name.
He took your milk money.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Milk. All right.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. He did die. That's Milk. Then we have another dude that his name growing up was Ducky. Like Pretty in Pink Ducky. Mm-hmm. But this, you wouldn't equate him with that. And so we had Duck. You know what I'm saying? We had Peanut. You know, we had all the food groups in my gang. We had a dude named Taco. Taco was Taco was a hard motherfucker.
He was hard shell. That's off.
No, where I'm from, it's a crazy place because you've probably all been to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've probably driven through Henderson. That's not, that's, we call that Green Valley. That's not where I'm from. There's a little part of Henderson that's the original part where the Timet plant blew up.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys remember that. It was a huge explosion. And I got superpowers that day. And so it's a real little town, but we have one projects.
That's the only way to head to the dam, am I correct?
Yes, sir. You got to go through Henderson and Boulder City. That we have one project. The history of Henderson is back in the day when you fucked up in Vegas, they sent you to my high school.
Oh, shit.
My high school was a jail. Okay. When you fucked up and got outlawed in Vegas, they sent you to Henderson and you lived there. And then they also had people building the dam and doing these factories.
Hey, Mom, you said you want to move to Henderson. You might want to double check that shit.
Right.
Come on.
They got one projects. And then you know how a project is. If you got an apartment complex next to a projects, them's projects plus, you know, they still projects. And then, you know, they got another little area called the Hole, but it was really fucking violent. It's a lot of methamphetamine out there. It's Vegas. It's 24 hours. One thing people don't understand is in Vegas, we always have work because there's a day shift, a night shift, and a graveyard shift. And for every job, for construction, for supermarket, for fucking Walmart, for fucking the bank teller.
Yeah, no one closes because it's 24 hours.
So there's an extra two shifts for every job. So everyone's always at least got one job. You know what I mean? And then, you know, meth is halfway legal out there. People don't know that because, okay, when I moved out here, you know, if you had a little bit of weed on you, the police would take it and throw it on the ground and step on until you go on. You know what I'm saying? If you have meth out here, you're going right to jail. Yeah. You're going to jail. In Vegas, it's the exact opposite. For one seed, you go to jail.
Are you serious?
Yeah. For a year.
For a year. Marijuana?
One seed.
Of marijuana?
It's changed now. It changed from, now they have medical out there.
Yeah.
But yes, one seed of marijuana can be 1 year.
Oh, but in meth, they were like, oh.
But if you got a little sack of dope, they slap on the wrist because, like, okay, the recession hit, and everyone's like, Vegas is going to fail because the casino. Vegas didn't fail shit. We have a meth economy. Just let it go. We got to survive. Let it go. And that's true shit. You go out there, you'll see it.
And what year are we looking at right now?
93.
Oh, wow. Shit. You guys banging before the 2000s?
Well, the time when all that happened, that's in the 80s. Yeah. 88, 89, 90. That's the hard years for like where everyone was gangbanging. Out here, the mid 80s was the hardest time. That was out here, it was sick, crazy in the mid 80s. My mom got shot 6 times like Tupac.
What? Whoa. What?
No. We should probably dive into that.
No, because. No, is your mom still here?
No, she did. Oh. But she didn't die that.
Look,
my mom's a heroin addict, and I don't know if you know that it kind of preserves the body a little bit.
I learned that with a shot in it, though.
Took six.
Gets pickled and preserved.
Hey, she got shot for not giving up $5.
What?
She was sitting in a car outside our house, and a mugger, right? Comes up and tries to get her purse, and she had $5 in it. You know, and back then that was your next hit.
By the way, you can drop the N-bomb on here. You don't have to say mugger.
I will.
Okay. Oh, shit. He might actually.
No, the dude was white. No. The dude was white. Okay. And this was in Gardena,
I'm assuming it was one of them color people. I'm going to say color people because I can't say the N-word.
Yeah, you can't do it?
Not yet.
He's not black enough. Yeah,
nice. I'm still working on my Carlton card.
Yes, you got a color. Yeah. It took his black card.
Yeah, they took it a long time ago.
Somebody get this man a watermelon soda.
I'm drinking a fucking malt liquor in this nigga's house.
You got steel reserve shit. You
good. So now, let's drop the N-word. Let's go.
Good. I got Pepsi.
What's in that Pepsi?
Some
Pepsi.
Real sugar.
I can't drink.
You can't?
I can't drink. I can drink maybe one, two, and I want to go to sleep.
But your funness of choice is a little weed, though, right?
Not a little. All day. All day.
Yeah, wake and bake.
For the last 20 years.
All really? Day, dude,
let's go back before you go to this weed.
How much is that?
Wait, Matt.
I really got to monitor it. Yes. You know,
Matt, before you go into his weed choice, can we talk about his mom?
Habit, I'm switching over.
I know, but can we talk about his mom real quick? I want to know what happened. Yeah, what happened to mom?
My mom got shot 6 times for not giving up $5 sitting in a car.
Yeah,
and walked in the house pissed off about the shit, upset. Fucker shot me.
Six times.
Blood everywhere, but it was like a .22 or something small.
Yeah,
I was 5.
But those are bullets that bounce.
Yeah, they do, but
at the same time, they don't open up huge holes in you. If they bounce the right way, you could die. But they didn't.
This is like an NBC commercial. The more you know.
No, I got a
ghetto version.
I got a homie Savage got shot in the face with a .22 and got shot in the elbow with the .22, and the elbow shot did way more damage. Way more. It tore his whole insides up.
What the heck, dude?
His face just got a little thing. Looked like he had a forever pimple.
Really?
Was it like one for good luck after the $5
that you... Hey, man, I was asleep. I was a baby. I was 5 years old, but something woke me up because I walked out to the living room when she came to the door. That's really all I remember. I remember that and then going to the hospital.
Somebody dumped a whole clip in her if she got 6. That for $5. Work.
Well, they didn't know what she had.
Yeah, that's true. They all, cause they were just, they were grabbing. So it wasn't like a friend of hers.
But she had a dude with her that ran out of the car.
What?
He took off. Ooh, yeah.
Shit, was his name Darius?
His name was Ken.
Oh, my bad.
I know that because my mama cursed him.
I don't know, man. Like, what, she wants you to take the bullets with her? Like, I don't know. That's a great idea. Like, let me join you with this shit. I don't know.
Man.
So after 6 bullets, I mean, that's a lot to take in. And that wasn't what...
All that happened, she got fat.
What?
Guys, I've been
shot
6
times. So she stopped meth then?
Huh?
She stopped meth. All right.
Well, she was on heroin. No, heroin.
Ooh, heroin's a tough one.
She didn't stop heroin.
Damn, and that's where I'll see your comedy and all your shit. So how'd you get into comedy with all this shit?
I did radio first, and then that Department of Justice came to my house.
Yeah, knock knock. You need to change your.
And I had also some bad things that happened with the people that was on the show. I had a girlfriend that was on the show. It didn't work out. So basically, she was the producer of the fucking show, and we went and tried to do it more, but it was just fucked
without
up.
Without her,
yeah. Fuck her, and then Department of Justice came to my house, and I started getting poor. I couldn't even get out to Hollywood and Burbank no more to do the show. So it ended, man.
Really?
Yeah.
So the girlfriend walked. You guys separated, and she basically just cut separate ways.
Just out.
So
gone.
She snitched on you.
I don't think that's how. Because what they said when they came in, they only asked me 3 questions. I was laying on my bed reading a book, and they came in. They just walk in, and they
weren't?
Was. No, nothing at all. Like, I didn't have my door locked. Maybe if my door was locked, everything would have been different. But I was just sitting there reading the book. And these motherfuckers come in suits. And I'm looking at them. And the first thing I noticed, there was 3 different races. So I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on.
And, before you, motherfucker!
Right.
Oh, wait, hold on.
It could have been Pulp Fiction.
No. He was on a Dim Nut studio.
They start writing Bible verses, you're like,
that's
the end.
Yeah.
They asked me where my radio show broadcasted out of. They asked me who was on my show, which I wouldn't tell them. And then, they asked me stuff about me, so it was more than 3 questions. But the 3 questions was where was the radio show broadcast out of? Who was on the show? And then right before they left, they said, Mr. Holland, what does Lando for president mean? Because this was in 2008.
Let me call Rizzy. I'm a fucking Star
That's
Wars
right.
fan, right?
And they said, what did you mean by that? And I said, well, look, man, I'm totally pro-Obama. I want to vote for the dude and everything. But he kind of reminds me of Lando Calrissian. Like, we're going to vote him in, and then we're going to open the door, and Darth Vader going to be standing there laughing at us. Talking about, come on and sit down and have some of my health care. I'm not an anti-Obama dude. I'm definitely not anything Republican. I think they're all bought, and they all all fucking hate us.
I wanted
very badly to have a black president. I wanted to believe in that.
I still want a black president,
I still do. We had Clinton.
True. That was the closest we got to being real true black.
No, he fucked fat white chicks. They was the blackest one we had.
And his wife stayed with him.
Yes. Mother, that is true.
That's black man. That's game.
You know what? And he had less education than the motherfucker we got now today. Yeah.
I really don't know. I know that Clinton is a genius, a bona fide genius.
Yeah, motherfucker, weed makes you a genius.
Do you guys want to hear my conspiracy of how Obama got into office?
Oprah?
No, Obama? What, Oprah, yeah, well, she got it.
Yeah, Oprah?
It's all because of Star Trek.
What?
It's all because of Star Trek. You know where I'm going with this, right?
What, the Reading Rainbow guy?
No, not Jordy.
The black captain from A Man Called Hawk.
Yeah, no. Actually, do you remember 7 to 9, the big-titted chick from Voyager?
No.
She was married to the guy who was the U.S. senator for their anniversary. They went over to Europe. They think this is some sex club. She doesn't want to blow some dude in front of him. Big scandal happens. He steps down. Obama steps up. And from there, you can watch his political progress on the way to the White House.
This really happened?
It really happened. It's because of Star Trek.
Why does she want to blow this dude?
Why wouldn't she blow this dude? Because she's a fucking prude. I don't know what her issue is.
Why in the fuck are you caring about a Star Trek dude just want to be blown?
That's my conspiracy. That's the one I came up with.
Really?
So I have nothing better to do.
Well, I have a theory is this. That they didn't let Reverend Al Sharpton become the president.
They're all reverence to you people.
He just called me the less non-black in the room. Now I gotta be you people. Now you give me a whole new title. Thank you, sir.
Go to church on him.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you better slow the fuck down.
I had a couple
of malt liquors. I'm gonna pass this offering table around real quick, and then I'll go to church.
I wanna talk about real rich.
Before you wanna get to that, when the president, the current president.
I got theory too.
What's your theory? My theory is this.
They put the worst president in history up right before Barack Obama. Literally.
Carter?
Twice.
Bush.
Carter was up before?
Bush. Twice.
Okay? Twice. The people would have taken any... They would have taken this dude. Okay? I would have voted for Hillary. It doesn't matter.
Our first pink-shirted president, I would have voted for that.
I would have done it. But what they did was even better than that. They got the flyest, coolest, most well-speaking president of all time.
Which is true.
Well very spoken. True.
Which was
very well spoken, very out demanding,
very scary,
very puppeteerist.
Because if you see what they're doing, George Bush was in your face. He would do dirt just right in your face. Obama does his dirt, it ain't in your face. No. It's all NSA, drones.
George Bush didn't know he was doing dirt because he had people tell George, we did shit. Okay.
I'll agree with that, Dick Cheney.
Cheney.
We're basically talking about Dick Cheney. Donald Rumsfeld.
Come on. And then say, this president, you know what? Politics is shit. Fuck it, let's get rid of politics.
Wait till you see the next president.
Oh, you want to know the next president?
It's going to be. He's going to be a mass genocidal murderer.
He's not. No.
Why?
You know what he's going to be?
Hillary's going to be a genocidal murderer.
She's got a good chance.
Hillary. This motherfucker ain't even born yet. He's going to be a cyborg.
How old is Hillary? Anybody know? Is she like 85?
she's in her late 60s.
Okay, thanks. In dog years, I'm sure.
Yeah, mid-60s.
Yeah, no, but she's fucking, I don't know.
I thought it was going to be Schwarzenegger, for reals.
You have to be a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
Or natural born citizen.
He's natural. He's natural.
We might have one that ain't that already.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Thank you for two years. For
I don't want to go. Terms. See, I hate Obama bashing because it just gives fucking Republicans and Christian people more ammunition. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, even sometimes when he does fucked up shit, I'm like, he still ain't y'all.
I'm actually not as anti-Christian politics as I am anti-extreme leftists.
Really?
I'm a comedian. It's the extreme leftists that stop me from saying whatever I want to say into a microphone.
They didn't, though.
But they do now.
What are you afraid of? What are they going to do?
Rachel,
they're
going
to ban you from your
Rachel
next open mic?
A fucking comedy club telling you not to tell jokes?
Every single person that said anything semi-offensive in the past 10 years, who has been calling them out? The crazy political...
Okay, but look at those examples. Kramer lost his mind that night. He tried to make a bit work.
I am not defending
Kramer. That wasn't a bit. He just lost his mind.
No, it was a bit. He was just trying to reach for something and fucked up.
Even let's go back to the Kramer thing. Even if I said it,
I'm not saying screaming.
Nigga's just screaming. Nigga.
Yeah, he said he's and pointed.
No, you're a nigga. You're a nigga. Let's all be niggas.
Technically, I believe we all are niggas, and I'm going to tell you why.
Because we're all ignorant.
Because we all make, I'm assume, less than 50,000. And that's the new nigga in this country. You might make a little more.
You make more than $50,000 a year?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You are the least black person in the room.
Fucking Prius in a minivan, you fucks. Yes. Fuck you guys. I live in Orange County. All right.
I live in Orange County. I still don't make 50 grand.
My bad. My wife and I got a wife there. Too. Remember that? God damn.
I gave up that job.
You can't claim that team shit. Now I make 75 grand because she make 35 of it and you make 35 of it.
No, she makes more than me.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my wife. That's why
back
she
to
said,
black.
Bitch. Yeah, she, no, she's Mexican.
No, I was you.
Yeah, back to black. Yeah.
Back to black.
Yeah, I'm back to black. I'm locked down. I'm definitely locked down. Man.
What's
see, that's the problem when you got 15,000 people in the room doing 14,000 things.
Right.
Yeah, you get some
okay,
distracted.
What's your job? On this,
he's the executive producer.
Executive producer,
that's
okay.
Our executive producer.
And you,
he's the producer,
you're just arms and shit.
But, no, don't let the tank top that he's wearing fool you. Yeah, and arms.
And you obviously are like Chewy from the. I got your. I know.
That's true.
This mic is crushing me right now in my soul. Like they even got him a little mic. Everything. Everything.
And Bucky's happy he left his seat right now. He's like, oh, that would have been me.
Yeah. No, no.
You're like Chewy, bro. I'm like,
that's a shame. That's a shame, man.
You're talking about me not saying nothing. You haven't said one word yet.
Oh, I'm still funnier than you not saying anything, bro.
No. No bashing.
I have to go with that.
No bashing. So now let's get to the comedy part. So
okay.
What dove you into all that? You said after the Department of Justice showed up to your door.
Well, I didn't have no more radio show.
Okay.
And, man, it's just like this. Like, I always kind of had to be funny to survive sometimes, you know what I mean? And I'm always making little stupid songs and shit. That's what we did on the radio. And I was just like, I mean, I can do this. Let's go. Let's do it. And that's just about it, really.
So you just said, oh, so where's your first show?
How long have you been in the comedy game for now, man?
I think it's about a year right now.
Yeah, because I think when I first met you.
About a year ago.
I think it was at fucking Anchor Bar of all places.
It was either, the first place I did was Perks, Harp, and Anchor Bar. So.
What I love most about you, man, when I first met you, you were nothing like the OC comics.
Nah.
You scared the shit out of them.
I'm not trying to.
No, well, they're not.
And I'm not trying to fit in that.
You gotta say, he's one of my favorite guys in the local scene, man. He brings it every fucking time, and he's real fucking rich. He's real on stage.
I only bring it because I'm old and I'm scared I ain't got enough time.
That's true.
I'm not trying to do a million open mic. I'm 39.
That ain't that bad.
Yeah, no.
But in this shit, it is.
A fat black man with diabetes.
Man, I only seen two people get famous old, and that's that motherfucking Black Lewis Black. Where was he for all the years before he was
but
an
he
old
was
man
doing a
being
lot of
funny?
Shit, though.
I didn't see it.
I know you didn't see it, but there's a lot of cats that's been in the ground that's been working.
Dangerfield's another one.
Yeah. Dangerfield was another one.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's such a dated reference to say Dangerfield.
Lunell's been out there. You didn't see her before.
Miss Pat, she's blowing up everywhere.
Miss Pat.
Now she is. But she's been around.
Well, it was Joey Diaz that made me think. You know what?
I was about to say Joey.
If Joey Diaz can do this shit, I can do this shit.
And that's the thing. Just be fucking balls to the wall. Be yourself. That guy. He says the word motherfuckers and cocksuckers like he's taking a breath of air.
Motherfuckers.
Dude, you fucking cocksuckers. And the whole time, it's just like, oh, he's breathing. Exactly.
What I heard was you be yourself.
Uh-huh.
And once they discover who you are, if they like you, they're going to accept you.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Actually,
that's all you can
do. Do you listen to a lot of Bill Burr at all? Or?
Oh, yeah.
He said it best when he goes, he actually respects comics that start later in their 30s. Because he goes, I wasted 15 years trying to figure out who I was
on
stage.
You were.
By the time you're 30, you know who you are. Now it's just trying to craft a joke.
It's crazy because I was even talking to her the other night. Like, I feel like I wasted the whole beginning. I should have been doing this shit. You know what I mean? Like, Connor, you know Connor.
Yeah.
He going to be famous because whether you like him or not.
I love him.
He works really hard, and he got to start at 18 or 17.
Yeah.
He's got parents' money, and he can do his thing, you know? Smart.
Well, there's that boat.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the other boat. of other comics that's saying the same Dylan Garcia's. And to say, buzz him already, the youngest guy that's been on Comedy Central.
Is Dylan Garcia? Yeah.
Shout out to Dylan, but he's...
I know. What'd you say?
Okay.
But he was the same. Whoa. Last year, everybody's like, Dylan Garcia is going to be the fucking big thing. So
right.
Now, this year, is Conor McSpat is going to be the next biggest thing. And we all say that.
These are guys who have a grind where they're up every night of the week.
What was
the other boat you talking about?
The boat where the young, just fucking go out every night.
Gilligan's Island? What's going on with the boat?
Well, I'm not talking about the Gilligan's Island. But we're different. We're in a different boat where we say, fuck it. Because you can grind every day. You can grind every day. You might not get paid every day. You can grind every day. But as you get older, you say, hey, my wife said, hey, nigga, cut them brakes.
Right.
We got kids. If you ain't getting paid.
I believe Claudia says that.
Oh, you're trying to justify your comedy career based on
I'm peeping this.
Well, I'm going to say.
Darius, when was the last time you got on stage, bud?
I was on stage last week. But besides that, and I'm out.
I'm talking about being auctioned to people. Like, when was the last time?
Wow.
Did I hear $4?
Yeah,
$4.
I noticed how Matt always raps back.
Auction.
Wait, no. Matt always raps back. Darius is the least black person we have, but he's always trying to sell me. God damn. Slow down, Nick. Hold up. But other than that.
Every other bald dude in this town wearing a Lucky 13 is a skinhead. Except Matt.
Yeah. He ironed his sheets today.
Matt,
you get your shit from the cleaners tomorrow. Let's get it. No, but you got to think about it because you're out there. You can work. You can work. You can work your butt off. You can do it every day. You can be out here every day. But it's about what are you getting from it? What are you going to get from it?
Me?
Connor. Connor.
Connor gets paid.
Yeah. Yes.
Connor gets paid, bro.
Yeah, he does. He's paid now.
So he goes to, he's going to Matt Cole's show on Sunday and getting paid, and I'm not getting paid when I go to Matt Cole's?
No, he don't get paid at the Rio.
I don't get a fucking dime.
They don't even give us a Coke at the Rio.
Yeah, they don't even give us a fucking dime.
The Rio's still even going on there. It's because it's the only stage time in OC on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as something else pops up, that's done.
You quitting it? Don't say that out loud.
No, they don't listen. They don't.
No one follows us.
People are making money off comedians, and they're not giving anything back to the comedy world.
Right.
I don't think they deserve to keep a show going.
I just want mic time. You know what I'm saying?
But it's good stage time, and it's been in a great crowd recently. So you know, it is what it is.
But Ramsey told me I should go do movies, so I'm trying to do that too.
Do you do a lot of LA right now, or are you out there?
Man, not as much as I'd like. But see, I have a plan, because when I started this comedy, I went on YouTube, I listened to Joe Rogan a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to this Louis, it had like a Louis Anderson, I like Louis Anderson. And he said he had like a class, right? But it's just really like an 11-minute video. Mm-hmm. And I watched it, and basically he was just telling this dude, hey man, shut the fuck up. Don't procrastinate and go do 100 shows. I'm at 91 right now.
All right.
My plan after 91.
Well, after 100.
I don't know what happened for him, but like I haven't done no improv, no comedy store, no none of that. And that's where I'm going to try to go.
It's just a nice number to reach.
I just want to have some experience before I stepped on one of those stages. I did do the Ice House though, and I did real well.
Stage two?
Yeah, it was stage
two. Fun room, man.
But it's full. It's packed.
Yeah, and it's right in. It's great. It's
you know, I've room. Never done ice. You said Ice House?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done the stage two.
It's good.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Because I think the only time we've been up there is twice. Have you been there twice? And we've only done the main room. But you talk about the small one on the side.
Dude, it's
I heard
fun
it's
room.
Intimate. I heard it's intimate.
It's got like 80 people. And it's just a fun. It's a. To me, that's what comedy is. It's a low ceiling. Intimate room, the stage just kind of goes into
but
the
But see, we
room.
Like that, though. We like that. But if you want to make money, you got to obviously get to the big arena.
But I
prefer the smaller rooms where they're 80 to 60, you know, people intimate. You could look at them right in their eye. The stage light is not so bright in your face. You can't see nothing. You just got to do your job.
You mean you really like those rooms better than the open mics with just us sitting there listening to each other the same jokes?
Nah. I think I missed those open mics.
They're an evil necessity? Is that what they are?
They're not.
They're not. You got to do them open mics, I learned.
You
got to keep...
It's where you start building your...
That's the same thing as like saying we got to haze our freshmen.
It's how you start networking.
That's the same way when we say we got to haze our freshmen. Networking is definitely great.
But that's where you start networking. That's where you meet the guy who's going to get you on this show. That's when he's going to say, oh, this guy had a good solid
And then you finally... Then you grow up a little bit. Then you start wondering... Why the fuck is he still here?
Right.
That's what we start thinking. You start saying, dog, why are you still fucking here two, 3 years later?
So back to your mom getting shot. Real, get some real shit.
Yeah.
So like, when you were, you said you were young at that time, right? So when did you know that that happened? Did she, did your mom tell
that
you?
That night.
So you knew she got shot?
No, I didn't. My grandmother told me like the next morning.
Oh, okay.
But I, like I said, I woke
you
up.
You saw it, yeah, you
yeah.
saw it.
I didn't see the shooting.
Right.
But I saw the result.
Yeah, you saw the blood and everything.
And then when I went to the hospital, she was all, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, right. here's your oatmeal. Your yeah. mom was shot last night.
Dang.
She said she's no longer with us.
No, she died, man. I want to say 98.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah. It's been a while then, yeah.
She died of, I don't know, she just died. She had like a bad heart. Right. I don't have any relatives.
No, you
have no relatives?
No, no brothers or sisters?
Well, okay. See, I've been saying that so long that that's what I say, but I actually technically, a half-sister came and found me okay. 7 years ago.
Okay.
So now I have her, but we're close, but we don't really, it's still hard to be like, I have a family. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have any living family members.
I'm sorry, sweetie. You are his family. Right now. He has family.
My my sons, they're my family. And
oh
her,
yeah, how know. Many kids do you have?
I got two. I got twins.
Oh wow,
really we went. I, you know what? Actually, I should have said nothing about them on this. I'm not going to do that.
No. He said he wants to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it because I went to this other podcast and said something about my sons, and I'm getting heated just thinking about it.
Oh, the dude you were fucking...
Yeah, man, Jesus. I don't want to talk about
it's
it.
It's the best fucking
moment. He just
moment.
Said he didn't want to talk about it.
I
want to
talk about it, dude.
The dude that, I'm not talking about the sons. I'm talking about what you said. Was the
oh,
funniest,
yeah.
The funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
I told him I was going to rape him.
No, but well, but not just rape him. I'm going to rape you and enjoy it.
I said
what
that.
What type of porn do you watch, man?
Dude, the fucking... holding the shit he's going to start directing.
I don't think murder is the highest form of punishment. I'm sorry.
That's true. Wait, hold on.
If you kill me, I'm gone.
Wait, hold on.
If I
I'm against like the death penalty. Like, I don't think
you want the rape penalty.
Wait, I think it might be better.
Time out.
Like American meat justice.
I'm lost, bro. I'm lost. I went to only college for a minute.
Okay.
I got real confused when you guys threw in the rape thing.
Okay, this dude was talking shit about my son. I told him I was going to rape him on a podcast.
Okay, good. Okay, now I'm not following you. I was getting a little Michael Jackson.
No, I don't want to get into that.
It's cool, it's cool.
Okay, no, okay. I wanted to...
You're scaring me.
Yeah.
To me, that's what I love about this guy the most. You never know when... Like, it's about to go off.
Yeah, no, because my boy, real, he said he's, you've been through a lot of shit, dog.
You've been through a lot of shit recently. That's what I want to get into. Tell, what happened last Sunday?
As I get old, I get into goofier shit. So, like, when you're young, it's like bullets flying by your head. You can be proud of it. You know what I mean? Oh, I got rear-ended by an illegal alien.
Rich, I don't know what it means to have bullets was even I had to be proud of it.
yeah, we didn't grow up that way.
I got a I just got rear-ended on a 57. Pow. This guy hit me, and I felt it, you know. And I got out of the car to go, like, do insurance and everything. And he got out of the car. He's, like, small as you. he's small as him. I'm just doing that for reference. But he wasn't as gifted. And,
yeah, it's okay.
And,
that's my dog. No effort.
I woke up under the car.
Did
what?
You?
So he took you out?
No. Whatever happened. In the, see, this has happened one more time at my house. One time it happened. I just got up. I have a busted neck. Okay. I have a busted shoulder. I have a lot of problems. I just woke up under the car, dude.
That's underneath the car.
Underneath the car.
You woke up under your car.
My car.
How long were you out?
I want to say 3 minutes. I was talking to her and everything. I want to say 3 minutes because... Well, when I woke up, I'm looking at the 57 cars go by. I was head under. So what I think happened is, I went to go talk to dude, just fell out under the ground, and he rolled me under the back, like, because he thought probably I died or something, and he just was like, I gotta get away from this shit now, but let's hope another car doesn't hit him, like fucking. And I just woke up and saw the cars, and then went. Kept going to the...
Then he shows up to the Rio, my Sunday night room. this is one of the things where
I'm
he
sorry,
shows
not
up...
Not the love of your situation.
I don't want to be weird, because here's the thing with real Rex. Every time I see him, dude, I know, like, okay, you never know what to get. Like, I don't know if he's pissed at something. I don't know if he's high. I don't know if something's going on right now. So, because he shows up, and his eyes are wide, he goes, yeah, man, I just got hit, but let's go do this. I'm like, all right, let's go do this. And, like, it was winding down, I'm like... He showed up. I needed to get him a little stage time. I got him 3 minutes.
So did you drive to yourself, or did she drive you there?
No, I was by myself.
Yeah, oh, you were by yourself.
How am I end up under a car if she was there?
I thought you said
we wouldn't be together no more.
You said she was there.
We wouldn't be together no more.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be together if she was just sitting in the passenger seat going, I wonder where he is.
She's going to try rolling over him. She's like, I'm getting this money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's real, real rich.
The life insurance right now. Yeah.
Actually, real, I do. Actually, I do have death insurance and stuff like that. From my union, I got some things. But that's it ain't in her name.
No, but he shows up in the next day on Facebook. I'm reading the shit. I'm like, dude, we should have taken you to the hospital. We could have had somebody look at you.
Probably.
Concussion like syndrome.
You should have gone to...
No, I wasn't all right for like 4 days. I'm still just a babe, like the last part of it.
If you got a bad concussion, you could have died. You couldn't have woken up the next day. You know,
look, man, where I come from, we get a concussion all the time. You've had concussions playing football. You didn't run into that.
Like, what are you going to get concussions
He's
from
NFL.
All the time?
Like, he's NFL, man. He's NFL. You know what I'm saying?
Growing up white in the projects, you get hit sometimes just out of boredom. We would literally be sitting there all friends before I got jumped in. Right?
Right, before you got jumped in.
Before I got into the set.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun times. I was one of the guys, but I was the white one. Now, there was other whites, but they was, like, tougher than me and stuff, like, have respect. I never wanted any of that.
Yeah. So what makes you say I want part of that life?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, I don't want to bring it back up.
No, it's fine. I got sick of it. These was all my friends, you know. And then there was a shooting that happened that I got emotionally involved in.
Yeah.
And then basically the night I got jumped in, Peanut, I walked into the projects and Peanut said, oh, we putting Jimmy in tonight. Whap, done. I was in. I didn't really have a choice.
So it was like, oh, you going to get in.
How bad of a beating is it jumping in?
Okay, so here's an example. Like all gangs got a different rules. Our neighborhood is 750 Major Avenue, okay? 750.
I see you.
So, 75 seconds.
I'm so glad we don't...
75 seconds.
Cameras
that's
on
only 75 seconds?
Yeah. But
everybody
that's...
Counts you, that's a
but everybody...
Yeah, that's a long-ass time.
That's a minute 15 of brutal punishment, man.
Yeah, yeah. It fucked
so
up my shoulder.
How many people have not gotten up from that? And said, fuck it, dog, I'm sorry.
I've never seen that, but I have seen some people like, why do you do that in the middle of this? Like,
that because I'm thinking, dog, can you stop and say, hey, time out.
Are
fuck
you
it, I was
fight
mad.
Back at all? Or?
If you don't, you have to.
You have to fight
and that's what I did. I hit Peanut in the face because that's the only thing I knew what to do, and it bounced off like nothing. Okay, like I threw a Twinkie at him, and he got mad and whooped the shit out of me. And then everyone just jumped in, and they didn't. I balled up, you know. But in any jumping in, like even if you see colors, you get that one punch in, okay, and then they just mob you, you know.
Yeah, so you get one your own. And then,
yeah.
So that's,
but you know that. You know that's going to happen because you've seen it before. You know, I was
yeah,
like,
but
okay.
You've seen it before, but I'm pretty sure no one on this side from her to us have ever experienced
and then after
that.
After it's done, I've got a thousand questions. Yeah. After it's done, what happens? Do they pick you up, clean you up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Get you drunk?
No, see, my wife jumped me in the day she walked down the stairs and said, hey, my name is Tina Hero. If you wanted Campbell, you better get in this motherfucking game. And I'm like, really? Do I have to? She, yeah, you're in. All right, nah, fuck it.
On the other end of the spectrum, I was an altar boy once. Okay, you guys know that? So
it's a whole other
thing.
Yeah, I got jumped.
I tell this story on stage. Because I don't know if you know, Matt, all my jokes is real. I don't write.
I didn't think you did anything other than real.
I don't know how to, like, just make jokes. Little things I add into stuff.
You punch up the punchlines, but it's real.
Yeah.
But it's your life. It's your life.
But this really happened. When I got jumped in, my mother was out of prison at the time. Okay? And she, if you have
your
a mother.
I love her.
She went to prison four times.
Damn!
She came out the last time black.
Oh, I bet she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She also came out a lesbian once?
Yeah, a black lesbian is when she came out. With a boyfriend named Taco looked like Joe Frazier. Which was cool, because then I had a dad. Yeah. And
smile at his face right
and
now.
And Taco was black. So she recognized I was white in the gang. So, you know, she registered my firearm. She wanted me to do white things. You know?
She registered it. She knew.
She knew. But this really happened.
Is Taco the dude that you were talking about earlier?
No, that's a different Taco. This is a different Taco. Uh-huh. And it's funny that
tacos?
You asked that, motherfucker.
There's as many tacos as there are puppets and spiders.
Right. Yeah, 10,000.
He's Costa Rican, though. He's Costa Rican and Colombia.
Costa Rican? So they make badass food. Colombia, well, we know what. We know what to. We know what y'all making Columbia.
Sour cream sandwich.
Sour cream sandwich.
I was going to go talk about the sour cream sandwich again.
Don't knock it till you try it,
Buster. Yes, Buster, don't try it. It's pretty good.
When I came home all beat up, I had to have an explanation because my mom was pretty much from the streets. And I promise you, I reenacted the scene from Karate Kid where he starts slamming his bike. Fuck your bike. This bike is so dumb. Because he keeps getting beat up and he blames it on his wreck bike.
Yeah.
And the motherfuckers did not believe it. They had seen Karate Kid 2. You got jumped in, didn't you? You got jumped in, didn't you, little fuck? Yeah. But I reenacted the Karate Kid scene because I thought I'd get away with it.
So now, so you have kids. You have twins.
I have two kids, yeah.
So what is your thought process with them?
Well, I moved them out to Huntington Beach.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, there you go. Welcome to Orange County.
There you go. I don't like everything about it. There's too many skinheads, too many races, too many penises, too many fake motherfuckers.
In Orange County.
But there's a beach.
Yes.
And there's a lot of white teachers.
Yes.
And there's a lot of white parents that make sure them white teachers fucking teach.
Teach and stay on top of this shit.
That's right.
And there's a PTA, which is called PTA.
That's right.
Parents Teachers Association.
Now, that's not saying that I condone that bullshit that goes on in the inner city where they don't fund it enough.
No.
They overpack the school. That's not them people's fault. And I'm not saying that they anything worse than what I got going on. But for my kids, I moved them to Huntington Beach.
I'm proud of you, man.
And it took.
You saw the difference, though, because you don't want your kids going through situation.
No. They couldn't. And you know what? I got to give a little bit of credit to my ex-wife, too. She was the one really from out like this way. And, you know, we had to. Well, see, they got a disease. Yeah. So we had to come out here for Medi-Cal.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
But a serious disease or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude, we don't want to get you personal.
I know. Yeah, so we moved out here, but it's a funny fact. The high school they go to is Marina High in Huntington Beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they Heil Hitler every morning.
Are you fucking serious?
Nope. Now, here's the technicality.
It's not Heil Hitler.
They're the Vikings.
Yes.
Yes. They're doing the Viking salute.
Salute.
But the coincidence is that every one of the police comes from that fucking high school is a big fucking racist, okay? They have racist parade every year where they got to call in the SWAT team. Fucking
they have a racist. What's a racist parade?
Every like 4th of July, they burn down the beach. The racists come down.
No, burn down the beach or the fucking.
Oh, I know what you're fucking talking about.
For Huntington Beach.
What
yeah.
do they do?
The marina, the school.
Dude, HB has got a really.
It's 2 blocks away from where we work.
It's the neo-Nazi shit.
It is.
Wait, what do they do?
No, they do this for Vikings. This
is like I said. What? No, Dark Martin's different laces just made you cooler. Out here, it means something.
Remember last year when they had the riot?
Red ones in. I did not know.
But look, check this out.
Red suspenders?
Check this out. For the last 15 years, I've been living in this fucking town, mm-hmm. okay? And I've been walking these streets. And I've been recruited about 15 fucking times.
Because you're bald head. Because you're bald head.
Right. You know, and I'm German. Yeah. So fucking, I've beaten up 10 of them bad. Really bad. From P9 to fucking Nazi lowrider. All right? I don't give a fuck. Because my feeling is this. You come to me with this speech about how you're the master race, all these things, and Compton is literally a 25-minute drive. Go take over, motherfucker, because you seem to be losing.
Yeah.
And I want to be on their side. And, dude, it's pretty incredible what goes on down there. The police force is basically a racist police force. Yeah.
And you're talking about Huntington Beach police force.
Right, so it's like, where can you drive to get away from racist police? You can't go to white town, and you can't go to black town.
No.
They're racist on both. So.
No, because the police
shoot them.
You know, and you can't go to Westminster because there's just a bunch of massage parlors.
Westminster got fucked up police, man.
Yeah, fuck them.
The Westminster police drive fucking the Dodge, you know, the badass Dodges.
Charger.
And they're,
no, Charger.
They're fucking
Charger.
Black.
Yeah.
And they're scary.
Chargers.
Looks like a whole group of like Ultimate Fighters came in and shit.
No, this ain't a whole group of Ultimate Fighters. Basically, gay as can be. Yeah, Bucky brought his.
This is the Cypress Brothers, yeah. It's just.
No, he brought his Mamma Mia.
A bunch of lifted trucks and Bud Lights. We're good.
Yeah,
right.
He said, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. Why you gotta lynch me? I'm always supposed to be the whitest guy here.
They were gonna give you Lynchburg lemonade.
Oh, Lynchburg! Oh, my fault. My bad. I was like, dude, I'm supposed to be the whitest guy here, and now I get the lynch all the time.
I don't know if you've noticed though, but it's kind of gone. Like, except for him, it's like we got like the Colombian.
Yeah.
Chewy, the black dude, the Asian dude, real rich, and then we got the whites.
Usually about this ratio, I start leaving the party.
Yeah. Right.
No, you got to understand, Bucky is fucking half.
That's Bucky?
No, that's Bucky, right?
Yeah. Half what?
Yeah.
Mexican.
Yeah.
Half Mexican, half white.
You Bucky Sanchez.
Yeah.
God bless.
Eric Sanchez.
Bucky Sanchez.
They gave him the white name, Eric Sanchez.
Wait,
this is also the point in the room when Darius starts turning his hands over to look a little lighter. So it's...
I'm going to fuck y'all. It's dark, nigga. Peace up, now. I'm about to close out the room, motherfucker, with my malt liquor, and my wife is calling me because they 30. Yo, man, it was great having you in the fucking house. Yeah. No, I'm about to close out because I got too many white people. You said it's time to go.
I am getting a little scared.
Yeah, me too, though. So let us both get out at the same time. You walk me out, I walk you
out. That's right.
You got your back.
That's right.
No, but
let me out first, dude. I'm just saying.
Yeah, technically, he got to go.
Not really. Effort, the pink shirt got to go first, though.
Dude, this is his land.
Minority and gay.
Yeah. He's just been over right backwards.
Double minority, like, dude.
You called him gay because of his shirt?
No.
Oh, he likes pink. Nah.
No, the dick in
his I don't. I grew up around, like I said, my mother was a lesbian. It never affected me at all.
No, well, the pink would really be a fucking glitter. You'd be a pride parade.
What did you say?
Your mother reminded me that orange is a new black. Dude, like an 80s style.
There's some.
Like the original version.
My mother invented the internet.
That's awesome.
Her and Al Gore, huh?
Nah, man. She was really into computers, okay? Back in 86, okay? And what she would do is she's a big, hideous woman. She needed heroin money. She would get on the computer before there was a fucking internet, get a hold of dudes, and get them to send her checks for a picture of a fine-ass woman. Like, what? Just fly me on out.
Catfish.
Yes, the first catfish, yes. Dang. And they would send her fucking 250. They would keep sending until they started going, well, wait, you're not coming. Then, by that time, she'd have like, I don't know what, $4,000? And fucking blow it all on heroin, end up in prison, and then these motherfuckers would come knocking on my door. From the bars all around my town, they would come to my door and be like, we're going to cut your mother's throat. And I was like 8. Like, fuck you! I fucking beat your ass! Through the big-ass project screens and shit. Fucking, yeah,
I
dude.
I just got food bank cheese. Leave me alone.
Oh, man.
Your mother's the original catfish.
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know where she's buried, but on her headstone.
She's in my fucking room in the ashes.
Whoa.
You think
whoa.
I could afford a coffin? Yeah. Coffin casket.
Well, we need to get a plaque.
She's in my room right now.
There needs to be a women award for that.
Hey, but Taco fought me over the ashes and won.
Really?
Dude, me and Taco
you
never.
Didn't share them?
Wait, hold on.
Well, we did. But she took hers.
Wait, how the fuck did she take hers?
Because she... Taco punked me, dog.
She punked you for
Taco
your ashes?
Taco punked me, dog. Well,
tell
yeah.
me to stop wearing bags. Like, dude, with weed or something. You get half.
She took her hand. She opened that motherfucker up and took her hand and got, like, a cup and got her half of the ashes and bones.
Damn.
That is separating moms.
She just did it. Yeah.
That's G'd up.
Yeah.
Am I the only person that wants to know what did she use to scoop it with? Was it like
it was just a little cup, like a measuring cup.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was the funeral was at a house, so it wasn't nothing to grab.
4.5 ounces.
Just, yeah, but it, how many ounces there with the body?
My mom was really fat.
Oh, okay. My bad. He used a cup. Yeah, so you had more than she had. She had a cup of scoop.
I got two urns in my room. Her brother was 6'7", 500 pounds. Jeez. Big Rick.
Why are you keeping urns in the room, though?
Because I can't afford caskets, huh? No,
put them in the living room. My girls are upstairs. Shit, my girls are upstairs in my house, so.
You got dead girls in your house?
Yeah.
What you talking about? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my twins.
Oh, your babies. Yeah,
my
babies.
Twins. My twins.
I'm sorry,
they passed away, yeah.
Respect.
Damn.
I have twins.
Everywhere, didn't
no,
it?
No, but they're my girls. My girls.
My sons are twins.
Yeah, so it wasn't a beautiful thing, but when it happened, I put them in there, and they're upstairs. That's the one thing that my boys have never, ever fucked with. We keep them downstairs.
I bet.
They'll never touch them, and no matter what. And we never said, hey, don't touch that. That was the one thing which we never had to say, hey, guys, don't. And we were really surprised when we thought about this 3 years ago.
And his boys are like feral animals, too.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Really well, all of them are.
They were anything you put in front of them, they were like, wow, I'm good. But that was the one thing. They never touched their sisters. And even the other day, my oldest boy was like, hey, when is our sister's birthday? And I said, your sister's birthday is November 8th. And he said, no, our sisters. I said, what do you mean? He said, our sisters that are there. And I was like, oh, well, their birthday is December 24th. because we passed.
They were Christmas. This happened right. Ah, oh, jeez, no, Darius.
Let's not even talk about it. All but right. It was sad.
My, yeah, well, we got no, this. No, is a no, crazy no. podcast. Man.
No, it's a good one. No, so no, because far. The best thing about the podcast was we lost our kids on December 24th. So we go home on Christmas, and I'm like, Grandma, I just lost my babies. My firstborn kids, I lost. And I
saved $100 on my car insurance. Yeah. What happened, dude? What the fuck's a silver lining in this shit, man? What the fuck's a silver lining in this shit?
On an all new.
Don't listen to this one.
On an all new Them Nuts podcast.
My grandma was like, so? I lost four. Keep fucking moving.
Yeah, wow.
She's like, fuck, I lost four. You will be fine. Keep going.
We got to make a lifetime movie, dog.
Yeah, no, movie. Man, I separated from my current wife at the time. We separated. It was fucking hard.
Yeah, the ex-wife?
No, it's the one he still has, but they. No. That's going to be hard.
It was hard on me. It was hard on me. So I separated from her. We separated for a while, and I went through a fucking phase where I was like, I blame myself. A
lot of white women. And,
yeah, no, she's Mexican, but.
No, I meant what you had to get through to. Have you guys seen Iggy Azalea?
Yes.
I believe they invented her to kill the black man.
Who?
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, she can succeed.
Dude.
She can succeed.
Her ass is like Nicki Minaj's and she's white.
Yeah. Who is she?
She's an Australian rapper.
We try to figure out who this girl is.
She's an Australian rapper that does basically a blackface because she talks like she's from South Central, but she's not.
Yeah, she's Australian.
Yeah, she's Australian. But they engineered her like they did Nicki Minaj. So now you have a white woman with a Nicki Minaj butt. Yeah. The crime rates is going up. I'm just saying it's going to happen. Like, if she was going to be ghetto, wouldn't she talk Aboriginal?
I got a problem with this because.
You know what's crazy? She used to be a pop star. So this
really?
Is off. Yeah, like she did like fucking Australian. Yeah, no. Pop.
Well, my problem
did she
is
sound
this.
Australian?
I didn't even listen to it, but that's what I heard. Yeah.
See, my problem is this. The darkest guy in the room didn't even know about her.
Right.
And the next, but you
wait, no, stop.
You still watch porn on VHS, bitch. Yeah. Like, that's not a fucking surprise, dude.
He's so fast forward.
Come on, bro.
Grainy nostalgia.
No. I got a DVD now.
Laser disc.
It's okay. You know, I can share it with the wife.
All right, so go on with your girl.
No, because it's like, I didn't know about this ass. You know, nobody tells us about these ads.
The internet?
Well, they're protecting you right at this point.
Well, I'm a cherry. Yeah, thank you. I'm scared to go on the whole thing because I think everybody's watching us. So I'm scared. I've watched some of my wife. Matter of fact, let's go on that. My wife texted me the other day. She said, I found a porn on your phone.
Uh oh.
But it's okay. And I'm like, what do you mean? What porn did you find on your phone? Because I don't even know how to get porn on my phone yet.
Ooh. Well, what was it?
What?
Right?
It wasn't even a porn.
Look, now you'll never be the same.
No, it was a nude picture because I think one of the text messages.
He's going to leave right now. He's ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been kryptonited.
I'm going to go home and check out. No, one of the shows we had here, I got my phone and I text nude pictures on Google.
Okay.
My wife found it. Wow. So she's like, oh, you got porn in your
phone. Just as a survey, you guys watch interracial porn?
I do if the dude is white and the chick is black.
What?
White and black?
That makes sense because they at least same on this. They're in the same.
I don't like looking at black dicks.
Okay.
Because their person isn't. I told
you
this before.
Too.
I don't want to keep telling the same story.
Wait, hold on. You know you guys like looking at black dicks?
Is becoming
let me get out of this fucking corner right now.
By the way, that was the elephant dick in the room, right there.
Stop! Fuck you! Stop! Fuck you! I have drawstring on my pants. Fuck you! Wait, hold on. Stop! Fuck you! So now you guys in this room, you got like 19 different dudes in there. Now you guys look at black dicks.
Huh? What?
What? I don't
know. I've seen them. I was in jail.
Wait, hold on. So all you guys are afraid of looking at black dicks.
Bad memories, that's why you can't watch it?
I was raped by a black dude when I was 5.
Oh, whoa.
All right, good night, everyone.
All right. Yeah. All right, we're
going to
close this out. We're going to close out the show with that.
Before we close out, though, one more time, social media we can hit you up on.
Facebook, find a Twitter. They'll send me an email. I'll try to get back in.
And you got any
YouTube
dates at the end of September, early October we can plug for you?
Man, I just playing it by ear. I'm trying to get in that Dave and Buster's contest at your last homeboy.
November,
and that's on the 20th. November 20th in Ontario, because he said I wouldn't remember. And
I got the joke fight on Tuesday that I'm trying to win.
That's
at the Harps Inn in.
You can talk.
Damn, you got her on tech.
It's
She's whispering to you.
She got his personal agent sitting next to her saying, "Hey, you better remind him of this show, motherfucker."
No.
No, he said no.
So, I might be in Whittier at the Wing Fix.
Open mic. Okay. It's a good show. We all there.
I don't know.
Well, you want to say anything?
Say something.
No, I thought he was going to.
You thought he was going somewhere? Yeah, he ain't going shit. He's at Them Nuts Studio. He ain't going nowhere now.
What?
Where can we find G next?
I'll be at my house.
Okay. Oh.
Should be in the room.
Oh! Yo, this is Them Nuts Studios. Make sure you definitely check us out. We're on all the social media under Them Nuts with a Z. Follow us and make sure you tell our boy Rich.
Real Rich.
Tell him you heard him on Them Nuts. Follow us on Them Nuts. Holla, we out.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Them Nuts Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for new episodes and other Them Nuts productions. Be sure to like and follow us on all the social media networks and Podomatic.com, because we have got more to come.